Hey guys, this is Monica, and you are listening to the Mind Gal podcast, the show all about overcoming obstacles that stand in the way of living a life of purpose. You can find me at mindgal.com, which is a blog where I write all about anxiety, panic attacks, and any of life's hurdles. You can also find a bunch of resources there that you can use right now to help you overcome your own anxiety and obstacles. Follow me on Twitter at mindgal underscore and on Instagram at mindgal01. If you like what you hear on this show, be sure to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. Okay, now let's get on with the show and take a look at how you can get in front of all of the things that are holding you back. So today I want to jump into the last part of what has become a 3-part series about perfectionism. Perfectionism really fascinates me because it is such a socially acceptable way to handle anxiety. And to me, that really says a lot about how we value people trying to be perfect all of the time. So I did contemplate whether or not I even wanted to bring this up at all, but I decided that I want to talk about the recent college admission scandal. Ultimately, I've decided that this is something that needs to be talked about. Not because that it happened, because let's be clear, this happens everywhere. Affluence breeds opportunity, and sometimes those with means widen the opportunity gap when they go to unethical measures to get ahead. The concept around privilege is definitely something worth noting, but right now I want to dig deeper into the scandal so that we can begin to give voice to why anyone feels the need to cheat their way into a college. True to the way that our society operates, things are only newsworthy when they happen on a large scale. But let's not fool ourselves into thinking that celebrities are the only ones cheating the system, robbing well-deserving students who do not have the means to cheat the system, or students whose families do have the means but decide not to act in that way and not to demonstrate that kind of behavior and character. Maybe they hold themselves to a higher standard of character, but this is happening in small and large towns everywhere. Affluence breeds entitlement for a lot of people. That entitlement makes the ground rocky for everyone else. So these high-profile, ultra-wealthy people put their own children at an advantage, not giving regard to the bruises that they were leaving on the backs of those who played by the rules. But I don't want to spend too much time focusing on that, because I don't want to focus on what happened. I would rather instead pay attention to why it happens. And this is why where perfectionism comes in. Why is it that so many people everywhere feel that they need to go to a prestigious university? We are giving ourselves faulty messages about what success looks like when we are defining it by grades, college acceptance, and anything that is so easily fading. Is it worth it to beg and steal your way into a top college at the expense of your character? Personally, I don't think so, but what do I know? I just went to Eastern Michigan. I say that jokingly. I went to Eastern Michigan proudly. I went there for my undergraduate work, and I went there for my graduate work. And I am very well prepared for my professional life because of the education that I received there. I went there with high school valedictorians and people who got far better GPAs in high school than I did. We all sat in the same class, contributing to the same discussions. Our professors knew us. We laughed. We debated. We spent just as much time having fun as we did studying. We challenged our beliefs. We graduated a different person than we were when we entered. We were better. We all went on to get careers in our respective fields. We are all successful. On the flip side of that, I know a lot of people that went to more rigorous universities to get into, and I think that that's really important to distinguish, because just because a university or a college is hard to get into does not mean that it's a better college or university. But somehow we have this stigma around if it's hard to get in, then it must be the best. And this is why we're starting to compete with ourselves and starting to compete with each other. But I've known a lot of people that have gone to really, really competitive schools that were hard to get into, and they came out a different person on the other side too. They came out more anxious. They had higher levels of anxiety disorders. They were stressed. They had higher student loans. So somewhere amid the study sessions and jockeying for a high academic standing, they forgot to do college. I'm not saying that this happens for everybody that goes to a rigorous university, and I'm not saying that those who go to colleges and universities that are not as difficult to get into don't suffer from stress and anxiety. What I am saying is the need to always be number one is overshadowing the need to just be who we are. I work at a school and I often see people trying to get into X, Y, or Z colleges that I'm not going to name right now, but they're really hard to get into. They don't always know why they want to go to those colleges. And when I ask them, they don't have an answer for me. And that leads me to believe that they are trying to get into colleges. And it's not just them, it's everywhere. They're trying to get into colleges and universities because someone told them that if I get into this university, then I must be successful. And I think that that's a really horrible message to send people. And I think that that's a shame. This whole college admission scandal stemmed around the need to be number one and the need to be perfect, which is really funny because the concept of perfection doesn't, how can anybody be perfect? First of all, if we were all perfect, we would all be exactly the same. That would make life really, really boring. And then at what point did we decide that grades were the standard for perfection? It seems to me like we're all like little science experiments where everything that we do is evidence-based. And so if I can see it, if I can touch it, if I can, and it's good, that means that it's perfect. But if I have an attribute or a quality that maybe other people can't see right off the bat, that is discounted somehow. I really don't like how we separate intelligence. And for anybody who's ever studied the multiple intelligences, we know that there's plenty of intelligence out there, but we measure it by academic standards for some reason. We do standardized test scores, we do GPA, we do grades. It's all based on this one piece of paper. And what's happening is that people are getting really, really stressed and they're getting really, really anxious. What perfectionism is doing is it's stopping people from taking risks. It's stopping people from trying to be their best self. They are afraid to try new things because they don't want to fail. And we are afraid of failure because that's how society set it up to be. And until we learn to start talking about failure and until we learn to start talking about our own failures, then it's always going to be like this. What I really hate is that moms will go to lunch together and they'll talk about what prestigious school that their child got into, leaving the mom whose kid opted for community college feel shame somehow. So she remains silent and quietly listens to the accolades of her friends around her and all of their children. But what she doesn't realize is that she has something to be proud of too, because community college is still college. In fact, it is a very inexpensive way to get your associate's degree before transferring to a university to finish up. What this mom doesn't realize is that her student has just as much to be proud of as the students who get into schools with more rigorous academic standards. But she has told herself the story of rigor equals excellence, and that just because all you need is a high school diploma to get into community college, that it is not rigorous. Therefore, it is subpar. I want you to really absorb that for a second because it doesn't really make sense. We have to stop it. We have to stop this message. If you believe it, I want you to ask yourself why. Why is it so crucial that to go to colleges that are hard to get into? Why are they better than the ones that are not hard to get into? Doesn't it matter what you want to major in? I mean, why are you going to a college that costs 40 grand a year if you want to go into education when you could go to Eastern Michigan, for example, which is known for their education program, for far less money? It's not going to make you more money to go to a prestigious school. I'm a high school counselor, and here's a little known fact. About 95% of students who tell me that they want to go to a top-tier school cannot tell me why. I tell my students that I hope that none of them know what college they want to go to before their senior year. I tell them this because I know that if someone has had an end game in their head since birth or freshman, sophomore, even junior year, then they are done searching. They have stopped thinking about who they are, what kind of student they are, and what kind of experiences that they need. I know that this might not be the most popular episode of all episodes, and it might be shattering some mindsets and challenging thought processes, but if anxiety is on the rise and we can do anything about it, shouldn't we? Let's think about the messages that we are sending to our children about what success looks like. College is a personal experience, and my goal, at least in my profession, is to help students find a place that fits them, not just academically, but socially and emotionally as well. Perfectionism comes from the need to be valid, not the need to be seen. People who are striving for perfection, they might be seen all the time and they might get accolades all the time. But if they don't feel valid, then they don't feel like they've succeeded and they feel like they've failed. And this is where anxiety sets in. And this is why it is so important to recognize perfectionism as the spoke, one of the spokes in the wheel of anxiety. Not everybody who has anxiety struggles with perfectionism, and not everybody who struggles with perfectionism struggles with it in the same way. I struggle with perfectionism, but I never struggled in high school anyways. I never struggled with perfectionism in relation to my grades. What I did was I struggled with it in my appearance, and I tried to look the part of a perfect person. And you know what happens is that eventually that stuff changes because you get older, you know, your skin is not as clear as it used to be. You're just, everything looks a little bit different. Your metabolism slows, you might start gaining weight, whatever the case may be. But I put a label on myself that if I wasn't looking perfect, then there was something wrong with me. I didn't feel valid. I knew that people saw me, but if I didn't like what I saw, then it doesn't really matter. And that's really true for anybody, right? Like if we don't like what we see, then nothing anybody else says matters, which is the irony of all this anxiety perfectionistic thing. Because if we reach a goal of perfection, then we're always trying to reach a little bit higher, because oftentimes people that struggle with perfectionism and anxiety, we tell ourselves this message that, well, if I can do it, anybody can do it, because I'm not that smart. I'm not that fill in the blank. And so when we attain a certain goal that other people might really celebrate with us, we don't think that's good enough for them. It was good enough before we attained it, but once we got it, now it's not, because again, if I can do it, anybody can do it. So we really got to look at the messages that we're sending ourselves and the messages that we're sending other people. I'm a parent of a 10-year-old, a 10-year-old that doesn't fit in the same box as your typical sit in your chair and listen and don't cause any problems and get straight A's and do all your homework. I guess I don't really know anybody that fits in that box, but my son definitely does not fit in that box. He is very intelligent, but he's not always going to show it in the academic way. If I allow him to equate academic excellence with intelligence, then he will never think that he is more than average. And I want to step back for a minute, and I want everyone to understand that there is nothing wrong with being average. Average, really by definition, isn't it most of the people? So I don't know where we put this label of mediocre is bad. I get it, like you don't want to be mediocre in everything, because everyone has gifts and everyone has things that they can contribute to society. And you are going to rise above and you're going to be above average in some of those areas, but some of those areas you're going to be below average in. And so you might just be average in others. And that is okay. So let's stop it with the message that average is bad. Let's instead give the message, did you try your hardest? If people are trying their hardest and they can just get to a C or a D, I'm using examples of grades because it's just the easiest example that I can have right now. You know, they say, reach for the moon and you'll land on the stars. I wonder how much we actually believe that message that we give. It's like, it's okay for everybody else, but not for us. If you're dealing with perfectionism and you're dealing with anxiety, then you're never going to be enough until you realize that the stories and the messages that you're telling yourself are faulty. Again, I'm a parent, and so I'm trying to help my son to see that intelligence is not measured in one way. But kindergarten through 12th grade, that is the only measure of intelligence, that he's ever going to know, really, because that is the most prevalent, and that's what scares me. Because I don't want my kid to be somebody who doesn't take risks. I don't want my kid to be somebody that's afraid of failing, because you have to fail. Failure is necessary in order to be successful. So think about the messages that you're telling other people. Like if you're an educator, you've got a lot of little minds right in at your disposal, and you can give them whatever message that you want. Make sure that it's a message of empowerment. When you're talking to yourself, make sure that you're giving yourself the message of empowerment. When you are striving for perfection, ask yourself why. Because I do think it's important to realize there is a difference between excellence and perfection. You can be excellent, but not be perfect. And I don't know if people understand that concept. Strive for excellence. Don't strive for perfection. If you land on perfection, great, more power to you. But if you don't, you're still excellent. Anxiety lives in the crevices of our innermost fears. Our whole purpose is to avoid that fear by whatever means necessary. And remember, perfectionism, it's just a mask for anxiety. There is something wrong with running away from our fears all the time. It prevents us from running towards success. After all, if I see a lion ready to bite my head off every time I walk into a situation, the chances that I will walk into that situation are pretty slim. But what if on the other side of that lion is $1 million? I wouldn't know, because my fear of that lion has become so big that I cannot see past it. Remember that whatever it is that you're facing and whatever it is that's driving your perfectionism, your anxiety, it's important to really dissect that and to really understand what it is that you fear. It is okay to be afraid. It is okay not to be perfect. It is okay to just be who you are and know that you're going to be great at some things and not so great at other things. Think about the stories that you're telling yourself. Think about what's driving your fear and go out and be the best you that you know how to be. And remember, it doesn't have to be perfect to be powerful. Thank you for listening to the Mind Gal podcast. This is Monica, your host. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If you want more information and resources on anxiety, panic attacks, and overcoming obstacles, head on over and subscribe to www.mindgal.com. Remember, anxiety is the story that tells us that we are not okay. It's time to change that story. Have a great week, everyone.